Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Legal pressure ramps up for Christians in Central Asia's Kyrgyzstan, and it could hinder the faith of some. Then we'll learn how addiction recovery grounded in scripture is giving people renewed hope. It's a story you won't want to miss coming your way in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Central Asia, where new religion laws in Kyrgyzstan are taking effect this week. Regulations include a ban on door-to-door witnessing and increased registration requirements for religious organizations.
The government, obviously, in Kyrgyzstan has realized that by putting on more of these oppressive measures towards the churches, it's going to cause the churches to stop meeting. And that's ultimately what their goal is.
Greg Musselman with the Voice of Martyrs Canada says he's seen this play out in other countries.
It basically causes the churches to have to go underground as they will not be able to meet publicly.
And while some believers will be strengthened by resistance,
there will be others that will be very timid and they will stop meeting. And of course, we know that when there's not a community of believers gathering together, it can really cause a lot of problems for individual Christians.
Muslim background believers have a lot to overcome.
Again, it gets back to how strong are some of them. You know, leaving Islam to become a follower of Jesus is a big step in itself.
And that's where ministries like VOM Canada come in.
The key thing is the discipleship, and also to encourage them, saying, you know, you're not alone. And what kind of resources do you need?
Join us in praying that Christians in Kyrgyzstan won't compromise. Pray that God would give them wisdom and words, and pray that they would love those who are persecuting them. We turn next to Malawi, where partners of FMI are organizing a second conference for pastors this year. Patrick Anthony recalls how a Malawian pastor reached out to them prior to the first conference, requesting theological training for 86 leaders in his region.
90% of those pastors work and minister in rural areas, and up until just months before the conference, they did not have their own personal copy of the Bible.
Many pastors relied on sermons they'd heard from others, making it difficult to build a strong theological foundation or address the spiritual needs of their communities. FMI responded by providing each pastor with a Bible and offering basic training on how to study it. This year, the focus shifts.
With an emphasis this year on what does a healthy church look like? And we want to spend some time just really stressing that the Lord looks for us to be productive, fruitful, that yes, we receive the things that we need, but he wants to see fruit born out of our lives individually and as a church.
A major challenge remains, transportation. Some pastors live far away and can't afford the cost of travel. Pray that every pastor who wants to attend will find a way and that the training will have lasting value. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And finally, nearly 17% of Americans older than 12 reported having a substance addiction in the past year. However, more than 95% of people who needed drug rehab didn't receive it. The Lighthouse's Brandon Bauer says help may be closer than people realize.
When we have someone who's struggling with issues like addiction come to us and we have them reading God's word, talking to God, listening to God, Scripture promises us that those times will be life transforming.
The Lighthouse offers biblical addiction recovery services, including a residential program, mentorship, drug training, and community training.
We turn to God's word for answers. We're studying God's word through Bible studies, discipleship, targeted homework, and targeted counseling.
But does it work? Well, the results speak for themselves.
You look at someone's eyes when they come in, and it's hopeless. And then after a few weeks at the Lighthouse, you can just see this shining glimmer of hope. This has been one of my favorite things over the last 11 years, is to just watch the transforming power of Christ in the lives of those we serve.
We'll connect you with the Lighthouse at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.